was reckless, and you were restless. You said you wanted to end this attraction, well, like a carnival ride. I kept swinging from side to side. I wanted to make you so sick of me. I want you to feel this miserably. So did I make you dizzy enough? Feel me like a punch to your gut. I try to climb out of it, climb out of it like I was in a bucket seat. We got pretty fast, we got pretty far. We lasted like a half tank of gas in a really big car. And I will keep burning through these metaphors, but they will never quite describe the rate of our acceleration and the thrill of our decline. So did I make you dizzy enough? Do you feel me like a punch to your gut? I try to climb out of it, climb out of it like I was in a bucket seat. I hope you see me now, that I'm driving away as fast as I can. We were a bumpy road, and now I'm looking for a smoother ride, and I'm terrified of it. So did I make you dizzy enough? Do you feel me like a punch to your gut? I try to climb out of it, climb out of it like I was in bucket seat. I never knew that I cared enough to hurt you so badly. I never knew that I could hang on so madly, and I just want to put this behind me. Yeah, yeah, bucket seat. Oh, 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 oh. So did I make you dizzy enough? Do you feel me like a punch to your gut? I try to climb out of it, climb out of it like I was in a bucket seat.
That was Bucket Seat, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you to Trio Season 5, Suite Number 9, the last trio of National Blog Posting Month, and the theme of this trio is perspectives. I'm having a little bit of trouble articulating what the theme of perspectives means in regards to these three songs. What I can say is that they're all songs that are amongst my very, very favorite songs to play, both for myself and other people. And at the same time, there are three songs that I don't anymore clearly recall what brought those words out of me. Especially in the case of Bucket Seat, I literally have zero recollection of writing the lyrics to that song. And so as a result, I occupy very different spaces in these songs depending on the mood I'm in when I'm performing them. And because none of the three of them are recorded that much lately, it's hard for me even to listen back, because I'm like, is that really where I stand in that song? I don't even know. So that's how they're connected as perspectives, but also drawing a connection to what this month has meant to me, this National Blog Posting Month, that I started with this sort of tongue-in-cheek idea that I was going to reinvent myself as a blogger, and that I really have. And so these are three songs that I wanted to come back to, all having at one point been on my blog in the past, to breathe some new life into after that epiphany that I really am different. So this next one's called A Few Bars of Goodbye. It feels a little naked because the only other recording I have of it has the beautiful ad-libbed backing vocals of Miss Sarah, a good friend of mine who lives in California currently. So it feels a little nude without her. But despite that, here it is, A Few Bars of Goodbye.
With her hands behind her back, she's slipping off his ring. But he loses her words in the buzz of his strings. She opens her mouth as if to sing, but she's never sung anything before.
Now she's humming few bars of goodbye. Now she's singing few bars of goodbye. He thinks she got stuck up in a corporate life while stayed at home with pride. And she'll never know how hard it is to make it. And he's trying, oh, he's trying. Claims you gotta do it yourself. You wanna get it right. So now she's humming a few bars of goodbye. And now she's singing a few bars of goodbye. You know it's hard for her to do it, and she wishes she didn't have a 9-to-5 grind. But while she's out there in the real world, she wonders where he's been spending his time. Wrapped up in his chords, trying to write the next killer line. While she's humming a few bars of goodbye, and now she's singing a few bars of goodbye. She's crying by the time, looks up from the page. Lying if he said he never thought about this, but now he's looking outraged. He says, why do you do this? Why do you hurt me? Why do you? Perspective in that song, I act vocally as the narrator, but that is not always where I am standing as I'm performing that song. Sometimes I feel as though I am one of the characters, and it's not always that I'm the guy with his guitar, because that character is not really meant to be me. Sometimes I'm the woman. Sometimes I feel like I'm some inanimate aspect of the situation, like I'm his guitar or I'm her ring or any number of things in the room that you don't see through the lyrics, but that I see very clearly when I perform it. So that's always a strange one for me, but I think that's why to me it fits in so well into this little triptych of songs that we're doing tonight. Before I introduce the last song, I just want to take a moment to very sincerely thank you. Whether this is the first trio you've ever heard, or whether you've been listening all month, or whether you've listened for years, possibly all the way since its debut in 2000, this is something that means very, very much to me, and something that I lost touch with for quite some time recently, and I'm extraordinarily happy to have it back in my life. So thank you for being a part of that. This last song is titled Bridge. It's the oldest song of mine that I have played all this month for National Blog Posting Month, and its name is very indicative of the role that it has served in my life. It's bridged a lot of musical transitions for me, and it's bridged a lot of gaps in relationships. And because of that, my perspective on the song has changed a lot over the years. I'm not singing it to the same person that it was originally written for. So that is why it is the final of our three perspectives tonight. So I'm very happy to share with you a new recording of one of my favorite songs, Bridge. Thank you. ¶¶ and I learned, and I tried so hard to understand you, but I can't. And I thought you were dead, you know, your body was so cold, and I bought all this comfort with the secrets that I stole, and you swam from the depths of my mind with your blackness, and I could hide anymore. And I threw away the things I need the most. Too many times keep running back to me. I can't lose you anymore. Should be simple to be free from you, but it's not. I need your blessing before I go overboard. But we all just misunderstand. And I smile within as you go at me again. And it hurts so bad, you know, but I wish it could stay away. But tomorrow is just another day, another day, another day. I wanna get out of here, cross over to the other side, where you can't touch me anymore. And I don't need your blessing.